Welcome to the Property Nomads podcast. Rob Smallbone here. Just to let you know that this episode was originally recorded with Matt, who was the other property nomad. But between this coming out in 2018, Matt is no longer a property nomad. So if you want to get the updated property nomad, which is myself, Rob, and Aaron Devoy, we've known each other for a very, very long time, then go to episode 136. Just in summary, the values that we have at the Property Nomads podcast: authenticity, integrity, congruence, and travel, prosperity, and network. All of the values, all of the visions, they're exactly the same. It's just the personnel involved are different. So if you do listen to this episode, episode one, with myself and Matt, and you wonder why Matt's not in future episodes, that's because Matt no longer works or is part of the Property Nomads podcast or the brand. If you want to be bang up to date with myself and Aaron, then forward to episode 136.
Welcome to the Property Nomads podcast. And here are your hosts, Rob Smallbone and Matt McSherry.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of the Property Nomads podcast. It's great to be here and great to be able to share our experiences and provide you with good, valuable content. And I'm here with my business partner and the co-founder of the Property Nomads, Rob Smallbone.
And that was Matt McSherry you just heard. It is an honour, a pleasure even, a privilege. I can't get my words out properly. It's an honour, a pleasure.
You're excited, mate.
Well, it is. It's an honour, it's a pleasure, it's a privilege to be able to go through who we are, what we stand for, and how what it is that we've done and where we're going to go can help each and every single one of you that's listening in one way or another. It's just such a good feeling.
Yeah, brilliant. And it's one of them where, you know, we don't like to blabber on too much, because at the end of the day, we're here to bring you value and we don't want to talk too much about ourselves. Yeah, we want to talk about our experiences and how they can benefit you, but we just want to have it sharp, sharp, to the point and explain what we're doing, how we come about setting up the Property Nomads, and how we ended up coming to setting up this podcast as well.
Well, and also, Matt, where we're going to take it, things that might come up in the future episodes, you know, the direction that we're going to take as well. So maybe having that bit of background explanation was the reason for doing an episode like this. So it's, hi, this is who we are, this is what we do, this is where we've come from, this is what we're planning on doing, and how that benefits yourself, the listener, and how we can all grow together.
Yeah. Brilliant. So what I'll do is I'll quickly start with a little brief background on myself, and then obviously we'll share Rob's, and then we'll share as well how we both met and how we got to where we are now and setting up the Property Nomads. So yeah, my name's Matthew McSherry. I'm 27 years old. Now, I went traveling from 2014 to the end of 2016. So it was actually 26 months, and I traveled around 12 different countries. And as cliche as this is going to sound, when people say you go traveling to find yourself, well, that's exactly what I did. I've seen so many beautiful parts of the world, and immersed myself into different cultures. I met so many different people from different backgrounds, different nationalities, and it really helped kind of give me a different understanding, a different outlook on life. And before I went traveling, just to give you a quick idea of how I was as a person, I was a bit of a spice boy, actually. I love the gym, which I still do now. You know, it's part of my life now, but I was a bit obsessed with the gym. I had set meals at set times of the day. I used to live for the weekend. I used to go out, get drunk all the time, make an absolute fool of myself. I was living, you know, one of 9-to-5 kind of jobs, and that kind of lifestyle, and yeah, just plodding along pretty much. So I got to a point where I reached kind of a milestone in my life where I was thinking, look, there's more to life than this. I know this, I can achieve so much more. I've always had an entrepreneurial way of thinking. I used to run for the North England sprinting team when I was younger. I've always been very, very sporty, football, athletics, anything pretty much that I tried, I was good at. And that's not bigging myself up. I was just always that very sporty person, not very academic, but always very sporty. So yeah, I just decided that there's as much more to life than what I was doing. I'd gone from job to job, you know, I'd worked for the social services, I'd been in the army, I'd worked as a trainee chef, I'd worked in retail, I just pretty much job hopped and I didn't know exactly where I wanted to go in life. So, cut long story short, I went traveling. I decided that I was going to pluck up the courage and head out there on my own to pretty much find myself. You know, again, as cliche as that sounds. And I did pretty much that. I'm not going to go into great detail as when I was traveling, but the experiences that I had whilst traveling, the people I met, you know, I had a lot of experiences in the areas of meditation and gratitude. And that is what I feel was a turning point for me. I spent a 10-day course over in Burma, which was a meditation course. It was called Vipassana Meditation for those who may find that interest. And what it basically entailed was 10 days of no communication to the outside world, no electronics, and pretty much no eye contact or anything with anybody. The females and the males were segregated, different areas of the complex. And it was just pretty much me, myself and I for 10 days straight, 10 hours a day of meditation. We was up at 4 o'clock in the morning and in bed at 9:30 in the evening. And I think that was definitely the turning point for me. It really made me kind of become aware of my own feelings, sensations, emotions. And I knew that at that point when I did that meditation course that I was destined for better things. And when I decided to come back to England, I found entrepreneurship. I knew I wanted to set up a business in some sort of area, but I just didn't know what. And then I went to a networking event, which actually I came across on Facebook. It was actually a sponsored ad, and it was for the Rich Dad Poor Dad. And I don't know how it managed to figure out that I'd been reading a book, but it did. And it all to do with the algorithms and everything. Now they can literally watch everything what you're doing.
So it's 21st century.
And yeah, so I went to this property event and ended up signing up to this education company, and I've never looked back since. And that is what's got me onto this journey into property, and pretty much found myself, and that's where I am now. And so I suppose that's a very, very brief background. I think what we'll probably do in a later podcast, both myself and Rob will maybe even give each other an interview of, you know, our experiences of when we travelled, what we took from it, how it's helped us in our life now, in business, in property, and how it can help you as well. I'm sure there'll be plenty of you out there that we can help inspire to maybe go travelling, to kind of find yourself, to find out what you want to do in life, or whether to help expand your horizons and maybe help you focus more on your property journey.
Yeah, actually, I really like the idea there, Matt, of doing more of an interview between us two about our travelling experience a bit more in depth as well. Further on, I think that made a great episode.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've pretty much just covered this. I've just touched the surface there, but I think there's a hell of a lot more that we could talk about and people would be able to relate to and take something from it.
Yeah, too true. It's always useful not to bore the pants off the people in episode one.
Yeah, exactly. So that is your mean to go on.
Hey, amen to that. So a bit about myself. So my name's Rob Smallbone. Lucky enough at the time of recording this to have visited 43 countries around the world. Travelling has such a vast impact on my mindset before I went travelling. So before I went travelling, it was quite obnoxious, it was quite angry, you know, pretty much I wasn't at one with the world. I was very, you know, the world's against me, this is against me, I don't like this, I don't like that. Very inward-minded, I suppose, which wasn't a good thing. And then for going travelling, done it twice for extensive periods of time. I was lucky enough to be over in Brazil for the World Cup, Football World Cup in 2014. Ended up at 9 or 10 months around South America and Central America, visiting all the various, you know, historical sites, places, you know, stuff like the Galapagos Islands, you know, Aztec temples, you know, these sorts of things. And came back a changed person. Much more, but certainly an improved mindset for sure. And knowing that, well, there was, as you may or may not have had in your life, there's always an epiphany moment, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's always that one sort of moment. For myself, it was...
I totally relate to that.
I think it was in Bolivia. I think it might have been Sucre, lovely place, if you're ever over there. And woke up in the morning, about 20 degrees, it was nice. Sunshine is there, no clouds in the sky. And for some reason, I went down to the bar, and rather than having breakfast, ordered a beer, which, fair enough, as you do. And it was just that moment of thinking, wow, I'm in Bolivia, it's 7 a.m, cracking open a beer, got the sunshine, got good company, got everyone around me. And that felt good. So really from there, it was a case of, well, how can I replicate this? Because prior to that, 2.5 years of working hard as a security guard, and it was really enjoyable, but taking that time aspect, it was good to have the time traveling, but I didn't want to work, and rinse and repeat the process. So came back, used property as a vehicle to build the assets, and won't sit here and claim that I'm at the top of the tree, far from it. Life's a journey. I think that's one of the things we pick up, especially when you travel. I don't know if you agree with that, Matt, but life is a journey that embeds more into your system if you've been traveling.
Yeah, well, I think you never stop learning, you never stop growing. And I think traveling really speeds up the process because you really find out what is deep within. And no university degree can teach you that.
Yeah, oh, well, apart from the University of Life.
Well, that is pretty much what we're doing right now. But no, yeah, I totally relate to that. It's something that you never stop. You never stop growing. You never stop developing. And I believe if it wasn't for the traveling, I wouldn't be where I am now. And I wouldn't have had that mindset shift as to what I have. And yeah, I just wouldn't be having my own podcast, my own business. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fair thing to say. Absolutely. And from there, at the time of recording, been investing 2.5-3 years, and it's been a good experience. There's been good times, there's been bad times, and really, as much as the traveling has helped the mindset, we're all on this continual process of learning more each day about various aspects around life, property, business, whatever it is that you do. And through that, through our networking, that led, if I'm not mistaken, it's about February 2017, I think we connected via Facebook, just randomly via Facebook. We're so 21st century.
So yeah, so pretty much that's both our stories, very, very briefly.
Travel, property.
Yeah. Pretty much mindset as well, because I think mindset had a massive part to play in our transition. But yeah, so a quick overview now on how both myself and Rob met. Pretty much we met, as you just mentioned, over Facebook. We touched base on there. I was actually living in Leeds at the time, but I'm originally from a place called Hull. It's a beautiful place in the northeast for all of those that don't know it. And Rob's pulling me a bit of a face here, but sorry, mate, but you ended up moving here.
Yeah, Doc, I can't say much. Originally born and bred in a place called Reading in the south of England, and for property investment purposes, ended up moving to Hull, middle of 2017. So I've been up here for a while, and yeah, I might put a face, but it's a lovely place. There's a lot going on from a purely property point of view.
Yeah.
It's a very good, attractive place. And from the transition of coming up from down south in England, if you're not familiar with England, there's a stereotype that people in the south are a lot ruder, a lot more brash than people up north. People up north are...
What's the saying, Southern fairies?
I won't go that far. That's opening up a can of worms there, man. So people in the north are perceived to be a lot more outgoing and friendlier. And having moved from one place to another, south to north, yeah, I'd agree. Hull is a good place.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I've seen it change so much over the years, but obviously not going into it too much. But going back to both myself and Robin, how we met. So yeah, I was living in Leeds. I lived there just over a year. And that is when I pretty much started my property journey. I started learning, educating myself, and really just submersing myself into, growing as a person and just basically finding myself even more, developing myself even more. And this is when I come across Rob. I knew that he was living in Hull. So we started engaging in conversation back and forth on Facebook. And obviously I came back to Hull, a few times to see family and friends. So we both met up a couple of times for coffee, which then led, to becoming quite good friends. And when I did make the jump back to Hull and decided to move back here full time, we started hanging around a lot and become really good friends. And cut a long story short, we decided to, over time, set up the Property Nomads. We both got same vision, same values, same ambition in life. And we've both, you know, travelled a massive area of the world. I think between us both, we've travelled over 50 countries.
At least.
That's just, yeah, minimum, really. And we both want to carry on and continue to do this. And hence why we've developed the Property Nomads, because we want to share with you our travelling experience, you know, making that mindset into getting us into the entrepreneurial, you know, way of thinking, into getting us into property, business, and everything in between as well. And we want to help provide you with content through our experiences to help you on your journey as well.
Yeah, the key point I'd say, number one from that, would be relationships, friendships, no matter what it is, take time. You know, don't jump into bed with the first person that you meet.
Be careful how you say that, mate.
I just realised what I said.
within
reason, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the sort of tone that we've just set for the whole of the rest of, you know, however long we're recording this for. And yeah, absolutely. It's taken from us first meeting to where we are now doing this about 18 months.
Yeah.
It's taken time. And that's key for if you're listening and you're thinking, well, I want to get into this business. I want to get into property. I want to do this. I want to do that. You know, I'm just going to go out like, you know, like a blue ass fly. Just woosah.
Take a step back.
Take a step back. It takes time. And the other key thing to say as well, Matt, is that we both, for wanting to go out and travel more, it's important to say that we are also in a property journey. Property journey could be such an overused term, but we're also, you know, in property, investing in property and sourcing property. I'll come to that in a later episode, exactly what that is and so forth. But we're using property as that vehicle to allow us the time freedom to then go out and about and travel more. And that works in with the vision of the Property Nomads.
Yeah.
My vision of the Property Nomads is to bring the world to you. So over the very long term, our vision is to bring the world to you by experiencing, you know, new cultures, new people, you know, new properties, you know, historical buildings, you know, technically a property in my eyes, visiting new countries. Now, please understand that not everyone is going to be fortunate enough to experience what the world has to offer. And maybe you don't like traveling. Maybe you don't like going to foreign countries. Maybe you're xenophobic. Whatever it is, I don't know. But for us to be able to go out there and do what we do best, learning new things about different people, different cultures, languages, etc., and bringing that to you. So if you don't want to go out and view the world and you don't want to do X, Y, and Z, we're going to bring it to you. And that's the vision. That's what really, even when I say it, I just right in my chest to say it's a fantastic feeling to say that.
Well, I think it's something we both resonate with. And it was something that we wrote down, and instantly both of us just felt that sensation, that feeling of, yeah, this is it. This is what we need to do. And yeah, it's very powerful, and it's a very big statement, but this is something that we live by, we live for. We love traveling, we love entrepreneurship, we love mindset and, you know, the self-development journey. So this to us, yeah, it just resonates with us. It means something to us.
Yeah, and then the mission statement for the Property Nomads is to guide your success. So
now, success can mean something different to everybody. You know, success could be making your millions. Success could be making enough just to kind of keep it ticking over, but being happy with your family life. You know, what success means to you is going to be totally different to that of the opposite person. You know, so our kind of mission statement is to guide you to your success, to guide your success in whatever it is you want to do, whether it's mindset shift, whether it's motivation, whether it's property education, whether it's traveling experiences and information. You know, we want to help you to guide to your success.
Yeah, and we're here to inspire you to take action so you can achieve the success that you deserve. Everyone deserves success. And as you say, Matt, what success means to that person and to yourself is going to be different. So, and that's where the hybridness of the podcast comes over. Is yes, a lot of it's going to be property related information. It's going to be, you know, we're out and about doing this and that, and we'll relate that back to yourself. Some of it might be generic sort of lessons that we've learned, you know, aren't necessarily property related, but business related. And again, aspects of the travel and working with the mindset, as you say, that's the idea behind that mission statement, is this hybrid, And that's what the Property Nomads are about.
Yeah, and it's also as well, we'll be taking you on our journey, you know, and showing you some of the developments and, you know, property investments that we're doing along the way, and utilising them experiences to share with you guys. And, you know, you might take some golden nuggets from our positive learning experiences, but then also our, well, I won't call them failures because they're never failures because you always learn something from it. But then we can share with you our, both our bad and the good experiences, because I'm sure you'll be able to resonate with that and take something from it to utilise then on your journey.
Absolutely. I could not have said that better myself, to be perfectly honest. And that's key. That is key. And in order to bring that vision to life, to bring that mission statement to life, you know, as a company, having values is important. So bear that in mind. If you're not a business runner, or you don't own a business, or you don't own a property business, whatever it is, but you're looking to start one, things to definitely write down. Number one, get yourself a vision. Number two, get yourself a mission statement. And number three, have some values. So what are our values? I say that like I don't know, but I'll pass over to
Matt. So our values stand for TPN. So travel, prosperity, and network.
Yeah, the travel we've covered, to be fair, it's, you know, we believe that traveling really bolsters the mind, really opens your eyes up to see and understand and appreciate different ways of life, different things. And that's really benefited us. That's how I would put travel.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it just gives you a different outlook in life. And you don't take things for granted as much, you know, from the experiences that I had when I was traveling, you know, especially around Asia. There was people living in absolute poverty, but yet they still had a massive smile on their face. They were still so happy and they were still so giving. They just wanted to give and not receive. You know, they were just so, I mean, that wasn't for all. I mean, there were certain areas which it was pretty much they just wanted to rob you. but at the end of the day, yeah, it definitely gives you a total different outlook on life. And that is why it's one of our key values. And that's to travel, because you can learn a lot from it.
And prosperity is, as Matt's touched upon that, I like learning many a thing. So we'll go through this
year. This is your forte.
Oh, definitely. The fact that comes from the Latin is prosperitatum, which basically means good fortune. So again, this goes hand in hand with guiding success. What does prosperity mean to you? You know, how are you going to prosper in your life? How are you going to prosper in your journey? You get on the property route, what does prosperity mean to you? Is it owning a really big multi-million pound portfolio? Does prosperity mean having more time with the family? Does it mean having more time with your children? Does it mean the ability to travel, to, you know, to be financially free? That's the key thing for many people. You know, got that in the head, is financial freedom through building their asset base. So the prosperity can mean many things to many people. You know, we believe that everyone has the power to achieve and succeed in life, you know, no matter what their circumstances are, no matter what their backgrounds are. And we'll try and get that over, and as we go through, you know, the episodes, is you can prosper and you will prosper, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
100%. And that leads us on to our third value, which is network. Now, it's not necessarily what you know, but it's who you know.
Well, that is so, so true.
And I think this is one thing that we'll probably be touching on in a later podcast as well, but networking is such a key aspect to learning, growing, developing, and meeting new people to then potentially lead to joint venture opportunities, angel financing. It can lead to so many different things. And it's not only that, it's your network of, you could be your power team. So obviously within property, your builders, your solicitors, your accountants, all the other stuff in between. It's all about having great people around you to help be accountable for what you're doing, to help move you forward. And not only that, I mean, we could pretty much say, I mean, I train Rob in the gym, and it's having that accountability. That's why he's done so well in such a short period of time. And that's part of the network. We met each other through Facebook. That is basically networking. You know, we reached out to each other. So it's little things like that. But yeah, your network is essentially how much your net worth is going to be.
Well, and think about how many people you know around the world as well, from the traveling. I think if I know people in the United States, Mexico, Australia, you know, around the world because you've met them.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing to be able to have that network and yeah, to be able to utilize that network for win-win situations as well. So yeah, easily a property power team, but from around the world, you know, as well. You just, if you're not in touch with people in the first place and you're not talking, you're not communicating, you never know. You just never know what's going to happen and who's going to say what. And, you know, that I think that's the joy of life, the joy, the beauty almost of life.
Yeah, totally agree.
So that's a bit about the vision. That's a bit about the mission statement, you know, our values. And it's going to be absolutely fantastic to be able to, you know, share your journeys as well, where you are in your life, what you're looking to do moving forward. And as we've touched upon, the bulk of the content is going to be property related information and content, but there are going to be a lot of sort of generic business, you know, life lessons as well that we've picked up on. Again, we're going to be learning as we progress as a company as well. So in terms of what you can expect from us moving forward, then it's going to be a blend. It's going to be a hybrid of different bits and pieces, you know, coming up in the next few episodes. Six, you know, ways to kill procrastination. I can't even say it. Matt, say that again. Yeah. Say that for me.
So six ways to kill procrastination.
You've got the seven areas of life that you need to set goals in, and also have from there, you know, as I said, having an interview with each other about the traveling and the mindset aspects would be really, really good. So that's just an example of some of the stuff that's to come.
Yeah, we've got a lot of value to bring to you guys. You know, we're really, really, really looking forward to doing so. To be able to be in this position to set up a podcast and to share our experiences, our knowledge with you guys. And also as well to share our journey, because I think that is key as well, to give you some golden nuggets of our you know, our good points, our bad points, and so on and so forth. So yeah, really looking forward to it. And I mean, is there anything else you want to touch on before we wrap it up, mate?
Be good to recap. Be very good to recap. So just as a reminder, our vision is to bring the world to you. Our mission statement is to guide your success. Our values are travel, prosperity, and network. The content is going to be a blend of property-related content, you know, life-related content, business-related content,
mindset, travel.
Mindset. Absolutely, all of these things are going to be there, and they're going to be able to help you in your life one way or another. And that's what we're hoping for, is to basically share in each other's lives and successes. And it's really a case of no holds barred.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
It's exciting. It's exciting to think what's to come. And also as well, we'd love to hear from you guys. You know, what content would you like to hear? You know, as long as it's within the realm of what we're doing.
Yeah, I don't do Dungeons and Dragons. Right
now, but yeah, you know, if it's anything to do with travel, mindset, property, business, you know, more than happy to look at it and to bring you valuable content in whatever areas you think.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know, this opening episodes, it might have sounded a bit egocentric, a bit about us and so forth. We felt that it's been quite important to set the scene. This is who we are. This is a bit about us, because really it's about serving each and every single one of you. So get onto the social medias, find the Property Nomads, find us on Facebook, you know, like the page, leave your comments there, on Instagram as well. We're here to help and serve you as best as we possibly can. And the way that we can do that is by sharing our life experiences and what's going on in our lives. If we can share that with you and add value to yourself, this is a two-way street. You know, if there's things that you want to hear or topics that you think, actually, I want to hear these guys talk about, you know, those things, come and find us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, you know, Twitter, search for Property Nomads, you'll find us.
Yeah, and even if it's something that you maybe disagree with, let us know. We'd love to hear it from you, you know, because everything we say is our opinion. You know, nothing is gospel. So yeah, anything that you feel as though you'd like to discuss with us, feel free to reach out and yeah, get in touch and let us know.
Yeah, and thank you for the Property Nomads. Thank you for myself. Thank you for Matt as well. Thank you for hanging with us on this first episode.
Sorry if we waffled on a little bit, but
it's okay. We're here to help. We're here to serve yourselves from now on. So thank you so much for sticking with us. It's going to be an awesome journey. It's going to be absolutely brilliant to share everything that's going on. And we look forward to your continued support, and hopefully we can support yourselves as well.
So thank you for tuning in on this first episode of the Property Nomads podcast. We look forward to delivering you more valuable content for our experiences. and we look forward to speaking to you next time. So I'll see you soon. All the best. Take care.
See you soon.